Hello?
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 Hello? This is Type Radio.
This is Type Radio.
This is Type Radio.
Type Radio.
My name is Kai.
My name is Steffen.
My name is Svent.
My name is Peter.
My name is E-Boy. Now we are talking.
Now we are talking.
Now we are talking.
Now we are talking.
Can you cook?
Yes, yes. We sometimes, I sometimes do. Yeah, I love cooking. But it's not really a main activity, but I when I have time, I love to. I really enjoy to. And I enjoy eating.
I can't prepare some very simple dishes, but...
He's a perfect...
But I prefer to go to a restaurant and... Yeah.
He only goes to a restaurant. Yeah. So if you open his... Your fridge doesn't even have electricity. Does
Sorry?
Your fridge have
an
electricity?
No.
Set on
electricity?
Why?
So he doesn't have a refrigerator.
Yeah,
I don't use my kitchen at all. So, but
I think you know how to.
But sometimes at the office I prepare something simple, yeah, but I prefer to go out.
He's a good cook. He had like the simple stuff like
never
cauliflowers with like filet of like fish stuff, and it's good. He's good. He builds great wood stuff like carpentry. Like shelves for like posters and stuff. It's like it's the same thing. It's like if you take care of like a certain details, you're a great cook and a great carpenter.
But it's funny, really, that he's completely not because you ask it. I think he's a prototype of a non-cooker.
No.
He even has electricity on his fridge. He's never in his life turned a fire on a.
It doesn't matter anything. If you have to cook, you cook, and it's a great thing to do. But if you don't have to cook, you don't fucking cook.
I don't have a family like the other guys. To cook for myself just don't make any sense.
I wouldn't cook for myself.
I go out and to restaurants among people, and I enjoy it. So
you spend more time washing up and eating, actually.
Yeah.
So
that's what's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't have any dishes, any plates. So I don't.
Do you have a favorite dish?
Maybe fish, but I'm... Fish in general, but not really.
About the pixel thing, because you were sort of on the forefront of the whole thing, and there's so much of it right now, like Habbo Hotel. Do you consider that plagiarism, or do you consider
I think Habbo Hotel was pretty at the same time. Maybe, I don't think they really copied us. But I don't really know. Mm-hmm. Habbo Hotel is okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just naming Habbo Hotel as an example, but there's so many...
Yeah, but Habbo Hotel is really ancient, if you want so. There are a lot of newer stuff, and it comes back, there are good people. The Pixels is is a tool, and there are people that are able to do something with with the tool, something nice, and a lot of people that don't. So it's like playing guitars. You can make good music with it, or unique music, or whatever. Strong music, so there's a lot of bandwidth, and
if you look really closely at Habbo Hotel, you see the differences. I mean, like, it's really another kind of style inside Pixel.
But taking Habbo Hotels as I don't feel well because they are really have been a lot of time around and
they're cool, it's different.
We do a lot of we work with Pixels, but and in the end, I don't think that our work is interesting because of the Pixels. It's recognizable because of the Pixels, but what the stuff that we do with the Pixels is what matters. I think that's in the end it comes down to what we do, and that's the reason why we've been around all the time. So
And how do you try to innovate yourself? How do you try to...
I wouldn't say we try hard to make something new, because evolution is... I love things that evolve. You don't have to break all the time. If something is good, it's very good to evolve things. Maybe over generations. So I think that's very valuable. But on the other side, we always have new interests because we are four people,
on radio.
And that's a natural thing that happens. That new ideas come in, and for example, at the moment we are making toys. So I'm starting to make toys, have been designing and trying out toy ideas for, I think, 3, 4, 5 years maybe. So yeah, there's some biological innovation all the time. You just need to do something new to stay fresh. But on the other side, I feel completely safe to follow the path of evolution, to make small improvements, to really enrich something that you are doing. So I would be okay to work with pixels at 80 or something like that. It's more important what I will be doing with them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You have children, correct?
Yeah.
Do you test the toys on your children?
Yeah. But we show that we have prototypes of our older idea, and we have given it around. Mm-hmm. And yes, of course, I check with them. We all check. Sven have kids.
So it's really difficult. I mean, it's not this easy. Hey, just check the toys on your children. You know, children are different. Yeah. Again, they have a different degree of abstraction of things. I was like giving toys to my son, it's not a pirate or something. You know, it's like it's not this easy.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you really a rule about it. But it's not, we make toys, and then you show to your children, and they like it, and like, oh, well, I got it. No.
Yeah, and
one
sometimes.
One day they like it, and one day they don't.
And sometimes
yeah,
they like
and
really.
They are different children, yeah. Right? And they're not the same.
And Peter, sometimes they like really ugly stuff.
Yeah.
So, really.
My
ugly
one, too.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, it's good to it's interesting, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not like a recipe for success.
Yeah.
Or something,
yeah.
You know?
So the toys are more like aimed towards like collectors or like.
No, not at collectors at all. At not really, because
there's just this huge movement like of all these
designer toys.
Yeah. Designer toys.
No, we don't.
I think at the end you have to do what you want to do.
Yeah. No.
You know, it's no chance around it. You can show it to everybody, and everybody likes it, and then.
No, but
so
we wanted
toys
oh.
for children.
No,
not for collectors.
Yeah, we play with Lego. We play with Playmobil.
Yeah.
We do play because we have kids, but we enjoy playing with that toys. And I bought some years ago. I bought Crash Bandicoot as a collector's toy. And it was really ugly. I opened the package, and the plastic is strange. It's a grown-up plastic collector toy material. I don't know what it is. You can break it easily. It's just for putting in a shelf, and
it
feels
not even
ugly.
Meant to be taken out.
No,
of the
it's very
yeah.
ugly.
It's like those toy cars. You buy like for $50, whatever.
And don't
put
them in sunlight,
yeah.
Or like the colors
yeah,
will go. So colors you're
fading.
In a box in the
yeah, I want
yeah.
a toy. I want a toy that's the kid can go and if it's bulge, it still looks cool. So I want something that lives and gets shines when it's used, and the kids can play with it. It's nothing fancy, but really playable. So now we don't know if we get there, because there's when you see European toys, you see a Playmobil or Lego, they are at the very, very high level from the production technology. And if you see the collector toys, they often are small amounts.
Yeah, yeah.
So the machines are not very high tech, and you see that there is not this deep, that's not engineered, they are not engineered.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really cool about European toys, they have an engineered soul. And I don't know if our toys will have that, but we want them to be,
I see
that's a discussion that's going on.
Yeah,
but
that's this kind
of
discussion.
Do you have to follow a lot of health and safety rules?
No. We are just, we are in contact with, at the moment
do it like
we are
after
working.
3 years and it's okay.
Yeah. I don't want to drop the name to it, because it's not really, we have not even signed the contract with them, but we are working on the toys and the system. The idea is that we have heads, body and legs, and you can swap these, so that it's a very simple idea, that not too many small parts, but really so small kids can take the head of a police officer and drop it on a girl's body. And on a monster legs, and you have a new figure that's fun to put somewhere or play with.
It's the same system as the Pico.
Yeah, exactly. So very, very, very simple, but enjoyable, and sturdy. And now at this moment, now we are we are occupied, that we really want this company to reach as a level as high as possible in the technology how to produce them. And this will be very hard work because you take for example the collector toys, how were they called, these small other collector toys,
Kubricks
or whatever, they are really very trashy if you look at them. If you compare them to Playmobil, it's worlds between them from the quality.
Yeah, you play with some, the arms fall off, you know.
Yeah,
it's not really have to be a kid or something, you know. It's just like you touch them, like, oh, you got the arm. Yeah. Like, stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
but
do
I'm
you have a name for them?
Collector's toys.
Yeah, maybe it's collector's.
New.
Because they are.
Yeah.
No, oh, no.
Yet.
Something.
No, it's not. It's not the not
yet.
Name yet.
And you don't have names for the characters yet.
For the characters, yes, we do.
But
there's
that's
Mr.
The,
Q.
The
whole, collection.
But the contract is not signed, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. But you are like negotiating to get them like produced.
Yes. They. I think that's it's just. Yeah.
But like if you like sort of distance yourself from the designer toys, you exactly are looking at like large production numbers actually, because if you intend them to be for children, then it's not like designer toys, like just 40 in like special limited shops where they're only available.
Yeah. You don't want that.
But
know?
No, that will for us at the beginning, it's a chance to enter the toy market, and this company does designer toys, and we are, I think the work with us is a new. It's too big to say, but in a way, it's a new kind of toy. It's a designer's toy, but it's also with a strong focus on playability, and that's a chance we can win and really get there. But maybe we don't get there because the quality is not good, or if maybe it doesn't even work. Mm. So I don't know, but we will most probably do this, and they will be produced, and then we'll see how it works. And yeah.
Talk Radio.
Now we're talking.